Our second reading today from St. Paul's letter to the Corinthians is probably one of the best known passages of Scripture. If you've ever been to a Catholic wedding, it was likely the second reading that you heard at the wedding. I have to admit that I'm always excited when couples choose something else because it gives me a chance to preach on something a little different. But it's understandable why couples, when they prepare for their wedding, are drawn to these words of St. Paul, this ode to love that he's written. His words are beautiful. They're poetic. They're very moving. But a close reading reveals that St. Paul here is speaking about something much deeper than mere romance or emotion. When you really think about the words that St. Paul uses, very quickly we come to see how challenging this kind of love is. It's love that's patient. I always think of learning quickly that if I forget how poor my patience is, all I have to do is get in the car and drive over to Wentzville Parkway, and I remember how much I need to grow in patience. Patience isn't easy. Love is kind. How hard it is to practice kindness at all times. It's not pompous. It doesn't seek its own interests. It doesn't brood over injury, how quick we are to brood over, to complain about wrongs done to us. Love, he says, bears and endures all things. St. Paul's speaking about a very specific kind of love. When you think about it, we use that word love in so many different ways. I love pasta and I love my mother, right? Our English language has a certain poverty when it comes to the way we express the various kinds and levels of love. But St. Paul here is speaking about the kind of love that we call charity. If you look at this passage in Latin, you'll see that word caritas, charity. Ultimately, he's speaking about the kind of love that is the very life of God. St. John tells us in his letters, God is love. This is who God is in his very being. He is this kind of love, the love of charity. Charity is the very life of God, and we are called to love in this way. So these words of St. Paul become a kind of examination of conscience for us. In fact, it's interesting if you look in the Catechism where it speaks about the examination of conscience, it says, it points out this particular passage as one of the key places to look for an examination of conscience in Scripture. Because the words of St. Paul give me the light necessary to see where I'm still in need of conversion, where my love falls short of the love of God, the love he calls me to live. Any thought, word, or deed of mine that doesn't accord with St. Paul's description requires repentance. It reveals where I need to ask God for his mercy and for his grace. It reveals our own inability ultimately to live the kind of love to which we're called. It's not something we can do on our own. And if we don't open ourselves to the grace of God, we're always going to come up short. Because we can only love with the love of God if we receive the love of God, which is what God's grace is. But if we allow our lives to be shaped and formed by these words, if we allow these words to bring us to our knees before the Lord to ask for his grace, then what will happen is that we will little and by little become more and more like Christ. Because Jesus is the very love of God made visible. Jesus is the very love of God literally made flesh for us. This is a very beautiful and consoling aspect of our Christian faith. God does have certain laws. He expects certain things of us. But God is not some distant tyrant who simply barks out his commands from afar and expects us, his minions, to obey his every word. God not only gives his law, but then in Jesus, he lives the law he gives us as an example. Our Lord Jesus Christ becomes for us a model of the life we are called to live. When Jesus in the gospel said, "This passage is fulfilled in your hearing," he taught us that he is the very fulfillment of the laws of God. Again, in the flesh, made visible. So that we can learn from him how we are called to live. I'd like to ask you as I conclude my homily this morning to do a little exercise here with these words of St. Paul. I want you to look to the beautiful crucifix that hangs here over the altar of our church and listen again to St. Paul's words about the more excellent way as you look at Christ on the cross. Love, St. Paul says, is patient. Love is kind. It is not jealous. It is not pompous. It is not inflated. It is not rude. It does not seek its own interests. It is not quick-tempered. It does not brood over injury. It does not rejoice over wrongdoing, but rejoices with the truth. It bears all things, believes all things, hopes all things, endures all things. Love never fails. You see, it is this love, the love of the cross, which we disciples of the crucified one are called to live. And so as we come before our Lord's altar today, this place where he renews and makes present for us his perfect love of charity, let's ask him for the grace that we too might love like this, that we might be other Christs in the world, in him and through whom the very love of God is made present this day. St. Patrick, pray for us.